Picture this. You wake up feeling great, you curl your hair, do your makeup, and put on your favorite outfit. You walk out the door feeling beautiful and confident, ready to tackle the day. Now that day goes by, now picture the next day. You wake up, look in the mirror, and recognize a huge pimple in the middle of your forehead. Now that confidence you felt yesterday, totally gone, and you're way too embarrassed to even think about leaving the house. Have you ever wondered why that is? How you can go from feeling completely confident in yourself one day to feeling like total crap the next day? I know I've been there a time or two, and I'm guessing you have too. Joining me today is Lily Fallon, freelance writer and beauty blogger who's going to drop some major truth bombs about the difference between confidence and self-worth. Lily's passion is combining her heart for JP2's teaching on theology of the body with her discovery of personal style. Now you can expect to walk away from today's conversation with a greater understanding of your worth and how to find confidence in embracing a personal style as unique as your soul. Now over the past several months, Lily has become a dear friend of mine and I cannot wait for you to meet her. So without further ado, let's jump into today's conversation with Lily Fallon. Hi there, I'm Caroline, a recent college grad and your new personal cheerleader. The She Believe podcast is our time to chat as friends and dig deep into the real stuff. I'm here to let you know someone's in your corner and share truth that will help you become more fully who God has created you to be. Thanks for joining the conversation. You are always welcome. Lily, welcome to the She Believe podcast. If you can't hear it in my voice already, my excitement is about an 11 out of 10 to be chatting with you today.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here.
Last time Lily and I chatted on the phone, just for fun, catching up, it was about a 2.5 hour conversation. Yep. So hopefully we'll be able to keep this episode a little bit shorter for you guys. But hey, no promises. She's got a lot of good stuff to share.
Oh, trying.
So Lily and I actually had the chance to meet at SLS in Phoenix this summer. I remember it was in the Right to Life booth for Illinois with Mary Kate. And I just remember her walking up and being like, okay, who is this? She is so fashionable. I had followed her on social media already, but like seeing her in person, I was like, this girl needs to be my personal stylist, first of all. And second, I need to have her on the podcast ASAP because you just had such incredible things to share. You looked great. So I just can't wait to have you on to share your heart with everyone listening today.
That's so nice of you to say. And likewise, it was just such a cool experience going to SLS and finally meeting you in person, because we had connected on social media and it was definitely one of those moments where once you meet someone and you're like, okay, we click, this person's real cool, we're gonna be friends. And and then we went to the March for Life together. Yeah. And we were hanging out then and chatting on the phone, so yeah.
Yeah. So welcome everyone into our friendship. I know that you guys are going to love Lily. But Lily, for those that aren't familiar with you, maybe you can just start off by sharing what you're most passionate about and maybe what your personal mission looks like as you live out that passion.
Yeah. So I am most passionate about sharing St. John Paul II's explanation for the inseparability of the body and soul. And I do this through my theory on personal style. So I know that sounds like a lot of kind of complicated information, but I'll definitely try and explain that a lot better.
Yeah.
But essentially, my whole mission is that I believe that the things that we wear are a tangible sign of the relationship between the body and soul, and that personal style can actually aid the body's manifestation of the soul. So I live this mission out through my writing, whether it's through a deeper analysis on St. John Paul II's theology of the body, which is where basically all this comes from, and how it relates to personal style, or through more practical style advice on how to discover your personal style or how to build a wardrobe that expresses your personal style and who you are as a person as best as possible. So yeah, it's mostly through my writing that I live that out.
Yeah, and just her own style herself. You guys need to check out Lily. We'll give her a plug at the end so you know where to find her. But Lily, so this month of May, my vision was to really just get out all those insecurities. It's easy to let poor self-image kind of take over as we move into the summer months, as we're wearing swimsuits, shorts. Like, I know it's always this time of year where I'm like, oh no, like here it comes. Everyone always talking about the summer body. But I wanted to bring on women who are living out their femininity so beautifully, just not only to remind us of our true identity lies, but also to help other women listening become more comfortable in their own skin. And I just thought you'd be a perfect fit because not only do you yourself exude confidence and just we can really tell where you find your self-worth, but it's also part of your own mission in helping other women identify how to really find their own style, how to find more of their self-worth through that and how to express that. And so I'm just really excited. I think this is going to be so awesome. But I know that you have done some modeling in the past and your Instagram feed is full of stunning images of yourself. Like, oh my gosh, modeling. Beautiful. So I'm curious. I think it's really easy to look at a lot of models, look at celebrities, bloggers, and just be like, okay, wow, like they're perfect. They probably never struggle with confidence or body image. And like, even we could look at you and be like, here's this tall, lean, beautiful girl who takes stunning photos. Like she must always be like, dang, I look good today. So can you confirm this for us or are we just fooling ourselves, us who are not models?
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, just like anybody else struggle with confidence and body image. And I think that if you're a living, breathing human being at any point, like you're going to struggle with it. And I know that for me, it was an eye-opening moment when I was working during Fashion Week and I was helping with this designer label. And I was working a lot with their models who would come in for runway shows or for photo shoots and stuff. And it really struck me how a lot of the models are not super confident. And I have heard in the past that models are some of the most insecure people out there. But you think like, oh, they're being hired for their looks and they're on the runway and they're on covers of magazines. So aren't they the most secure in their appearance? But what I realize is that anytime you base your worth on your appearance, you're going to struggle with confidence because you're kind of turning yourself into a product and you're comparing yourself to other women, but then you're also comparing yourself to a standard of, you know, having to fit this bill of being beautiful, and you're really not focusing on the whole, like you as a whole person, body and soul. So I think that was a very eye-opening experience for me to see that these models were not crazy confident. But if you think about it, I mean, their jobs are based on their looks and they have to make money based on their looks. And they say in the modeling industry, like, oh, it's not personal. If, you know, people don't hire you or if they don't want, you know, if you're not picked for whatever campaign. But, you know, I mean, it's how you look at the end of the day. And I mean, what I kind of talk about a lot with all of my work is that we are a whole being, body and soul. So when you start to really only focus on just the physical, then you make that separation between the body and soul and you say, oh, it's not personal. Like, you know, it's just like your looks. You know, that there's still a human person there who's like, that hurts. And so what I've realized for me, I mean, I'm not a professional model. I definitely hire myself for my own photo shoots. I pay my friends or roommates to be my photographers. And they're extremely talented and making me look good. what I've really realized is that there's a huge difference between confidence and self-worth. And we tend to think of confidence as this like ultimate sign of being secure in who we are. And that if you're confident, like if you have this like, you know, quote unquote confidence, that you have it all figured out and there's nothing that can make you insecure. But I think in all of our experiences, we know that confidence is actually super fleeting. And we have days where our hair and skin and outfit look great and we feel so fierce. But then, you know, the next day, if you have a pimple or wake up on the wrong side of the bed, all that confidence is down the drain. And confidence is also comes in different forms. Like I can be really confident in my outfits and be really secure in that. But then if I have a really bad breakout, like I used to struggle hardcore with acne, and that would just like mess up my days, my weeks. And I would have days where I like wouldn't even go outside because I was like, oh, I'm like, you know, I don't feel good about my skin. And I was like, well, where was that confidence that I had when my skin was good and my outfit was great, you know? And I think that the constant exposure to social media is such a temptation to compare yourself to other women. And I've definitely fallen into that trap of thinking, oh, if I looked like this model, then I'd be perfect. And it's easy to think that looking perfect means being perfect. And that's when we start to think that appearance defines our worth. And I mean, for the most part in our culture, appearance has defined women's worth. And that's something that we are always battling against, you know, in history, now, in the future, we're always going to be battling against that idea that we are only as good as our looks. And so for me, really trying to figure out what the difference is between confidence and worth, that's the key. Because we might be measuring ourselves by this finite cultural standard of beauty and beating ourselves up for not being perfect in the eyes of the world. But God is like, yo, I did not create you to limit your worth like this, you know? Mm-hmm. And low points in confidence can really make us feel like we have no worth, but that's so the farthest thing from the truth. Because confidence changes with every passing day, but our worth never changes. And if you've been made in the image of God, which you have, there's absolutely nothing that can change that. No beauty standard can change the fact that you've been created as an unrepeatable person who had to exist because God couldn't imagine the world without you, you know, and he wants more than anything to spend eternity with you. And so when you start thinking about the big picture and your ultimate purpose, like those day-to-day fears of like, oh, I'm not XYZ enough, you know, those insecurities start to fade because you're not basing your worth on your looks, but you're basing worth on God, you know? And, I think at that point you gain a true sense of confidence.
Major truth bomb with that. Just the difference between what is confidence and what is self-worth, because I think our culture is trying to figure this out right now. And we're going through this transition of like, confidence is beautiful. And I mean, you even see like, this is so good of like models now being larger and like a lot less mm-hmm. editing and showing stretch marks and all these things, which is great. Like that is beautiful. And like, there shouldn't just be one standard of beauty, but they're still missing that mark of like, hey, your confidence has to come directly from what you look like and what you're offering to the world. When you mm-hmm. just shared, like that should not, I mean, that's not where it comes from. It comes from that we were created in the image and likeness of God, and that our self-worth is in him. And that's truly when we're able to be more confident, is because it's not fleeting. Like you said, it's able to be the same each and every day. And we don't have to turn to the world. We don't have to turn to the person next to us, the guy that we like at the moment, our friend group that's like a little too picky of us. Like we're going to God to find what that is. And so
Lily, right, affirmation. And
in your own life, have you you've had your own struggle of going over insecurities? I mean, we all have. But maybe was there one specific turning point where you were like, okay, this confidence thing can no longer be based on what I'm wearing, the pimples on my face, but it has to be focused on where my self-worth lies?
So I definitely had an experience 2 years ago that definitely made me reevaluate my confidence and where I really get my self-worth from. I was working in New York as a style editor at my dream magazine, and I felt super fabulous being able to like walk around New York and go to fancy restaurants and, you know, buy cool clothes. And I was living this New York City fashion life, and I, kind of out of nowhere, like the magazine like went down, I lost my job, and it was a really earth-shattering experience. Not only was it my dream job, but it was where I put a lot of my identity. And I was like I said, I was this like New York City fashion girl. And before I knew it, I was moving out of New York. I was like back home. And my Friday nights went from going out and, you know, being out on the town with my friends to rolling up to Walmart to get frozen pizza and a red box. So I definitely remember this moment where I was in said Walmart parking lot and just thinking, wow, if I have none of the things that I used to really, that used to make up my self-worth, what do I have? Like what left do I have? And it boiled down to God. Like I have God left, because I lost all those things that made me superficially confident. But when I started investing in my relationship with God, I really had to you know, think about how he sees me and how am I going to live that out in my everyday life and what is my purpose? And yeah, the more that I invested in that relationship, the more I began to grow as a person, and I found myself being confident, like, in my everyday life, not just when I was, you know, being fabulous and in New York. I could be confident and know my self-worth even when I was chilling in sweatpants.
Yeah, I think, Lily, that's such a testament to just kind of showing that realization that we can have of, oh, whoa, like, the things in my life are so fleeting. And the confidence that we have, like you said, even we wake up in the morning and we have a pimple on our face, like, our confidence is gone. But when we're able mm-hmm. to truly put that in Christ, it, like, it doesn't change day to day. And I mean, we look at your life now and what you're up to, and it's so different than it was, like you said, 2 years ago in New York City. Mm-hmm. But there's still so much joy that you're able to have because you know your self-worth.
Yeah, and things are just totally flipped around for me. Because, you know, I wouldn't say that I was happy in New York. Mm. I wouldn't say that, like, oh, yeah, I, you know, was super joyful every day. I think I was just, for the most part, I was kind of sad and, like, aching for more and still comparing myself to other people and people who had fancy apartments and fancy boyfriends. And, you know, I still wasn't totally satisfied. Even though I had a lot of, like, really great things. And I think that's just because I really had no sense of my true self-worth. God kind of forced me to get down, and, you know, I was kind of on my butt for a while, but it really transformed me. And that was so necessary for my growth as a human being. And I wouldn't take it back for anything, even though it was a lot of suffering. But yeah, I would never change that.
And how faithful God is to, like, bring all of those things together now in what you're doing with your mission. And so what you do is your tagline, Theology of Style. I love that because it explains, I think, so perfectly what you do and what you want to share with the world. And you mentioned earlier theology of the body. So I kind of want to dig into this for those that are unfamiliar or have never heard of that before. I know it's a lot and it's a little bit overwhelming, but could you maybe just break down for us, particularly the part that has inspired your work?
Yes, definitely. So the theology of the body is the topic of a series that St. John Paul II gave during his audiences in St. Peter's Square. And in it, he specifically addresses the relationship between men and women and their God-given sexuality and how the relationship between man and woman, specifically through the spousal union, reflects the unity of the Trinity and the communion of persons. And that's, like, what we're made for, and how man and woman, we find ourselves, like, truly find ourselves through gift of self. So in that, because that's like a lot of heavy, you know, theological information, he backtracks and he starts talking about how the body and soul are, like, that we are made body and soul, and how the human body reveals God. And so, yeah, his explanation for the relationship between the body and soul is definitely what really blew my mind, because prior to really learning that, I for years had thought that my interest in personal style was super silly and materialistic and of the world. And even though as a kid I was drawing outfits, and as I got older, my passion for personal style and fashion that only grew. But because I was also a practicing Catholic, I didn't know how to reconcile that passion for my faith with my passion for personal style. So, I mean, I don't know, I would, like, look at other Catholic women and they definitely didn't seem as interested in clothing as I was. And it unfortunately made me feel like I was less of a good Catholic girl just because, you know, I didn't look like them or I didn't have the same interests. So instead of going to fashion school, I went to a Catholic university, which I totally don't regret because it plays into the whole grand scheme of things. But I went to Ave Maria University, and during my junior year, I got to take Theology of the Body with the theologian who actually translated St. John Paul II's lectures into English.
Wow.
Yeah, he was so cool. So I really think that God brought me to Ave just to have that experience, because it's absolutely put me on the path that I'm on now. And it, like, because if I had gone to fashion school, I absolutely would not have come to the same realization and conclusion that I did after having that class, which really allowed God to work through that, my passion for personal style, and like, yeah, like I said, put me on the path that I'm on now. But what really changed my life was this one sentence that St. John Paul II says, which is that, and I'm going to quote it right now. The body, in fact, and only the body, is capable of making visible what is invisible, the spiritual and the divine. It has been created to transfer into the visible reality of the world, the mystery hidden from eternity in God, and thus to be a sign of it. And he also said, the structure of man's body is such that it permits him to be the author of genuinely human activity. In this activity, the body expresses the person. So instead of saying that the body is bad and the soul is good, which is something that many Catholics and Christians, I think, subconsciously believe, St. John Paul II explains that the human person is made in the image of God, both body and soul. And because the body is what physically expresses the soul, making up for the expression of the human person, the body is what physically reveals God. So like when we're going about out and about every day and we're communicating with people, we're like physically expressing and revealing God to the people that we encounter. So because of this, my perspective on personal style totally changed. I thought, okay, well, if the body and soul are inseparable and the body manifests the soul, then the things that we wear can aid this manifestation. And so the things that we wear are important because, well, number one, they adorn and dignify the body. And number two, they nonverbally communicate parts of our souls. So ultimately, the things that we wear are a tangible sign of the relationship between body and soul. And furthermore, personal style can aid the expression of the human person overall. And St. John Paul II also said that the human being is single, unique, and unrepeatable, someone thought of and chosen from eternity, someone called and identified by name. And dressing in a way that says, hey, I'm an unrepeatable child of God, helps us to understand our own worth and draw others to recognize not only your worth, but their own worth as well. And I think that as women, this is especially huge because it's such a gift and honor, because like women are inherently just like beautiful. They're the fairer sex. And it makes sense also that the fashion industry and a lot of the media that we consume is aimed like towards women, because like, yeah, we're more open to the beauty of things. And women, the way that we dress communicates beauty in a special way. And yeah, I think it's just such a gift that we are able to express that beauty of God and through the way that we express ourselves in personal style, and that it can draw others to contemplate the divine.
I'm so grateful Lily, for your mission, and I'm just thinking like back to high school Caroline of how much I wish that I had someone in my life to like tell me these things, because so much of my like a big part of my like conversion story, and although I've always been Catholic, when I went on a confirmation retreat going into my sophomore year of high school, I kind of felt like my faith was important to me, but yeah, I'm by no means like a fashion guru like you are. I just liked to put time into what I was wearing. I liked to get dressed up. I liked to feel beautiful. And I always just kind of felt like there was like something wrong with that. And I don't even think anyone really ever told me that. But I think just in like the Christian culture, it was always kind of like, oh, that's really selfish, or you shouldn't care that much. Like that's really conceited. And so I always felt this pull of like, okay, my faith is super important to me, but I'm not really seeing young women who put a lot of time into what they wear and what they look like and who also love God. And so
right,
going back to that confirmation retreat, it was on that retreat that there were a bunch of college age women who were the first time that I was able to see someone like living out this idea of both like caring what you looked like, wearing cute clothes, but also like so fully living into the person that God had created them to be. And it was like this, like it ignited something in me where I was like, okay, this is possible. Like this desire that I had is good, and that it reflected true femininity, I think, for me for the very first time. And yeah, everything that you're saying about theology of the body is like, yeah, we are meant to show the creation of God, and like women are the pinnacle of creation. Like we have such a unique ability to show our beauty to the world, and we don't need to hide that. Like we shouldn't be wearing like brown paper sacks. Like of course, yes, Modesty is so important, and that reveals our dignity, but we should be emphasizing like how beautiful God has created us to be.
It's so true. And like I think that one of the things that just makes me so sad and upset in subcultures within the Catholic world is that there's this underlying belief that like you kind of should dress like a little bit frumpy. I know a lot of groups of Catholics where there's almost like an intentional effort to hide their God-given beauty. And I think that's just like so sad because it really is a tool for like evangelization. Because as I was saying before, like just as when you encounter feminine beauty, you are called to contemplate the divine, and the same thing with like a beautiful cathedral or a sunset or flowers or anything like that. It's a gift and it's a tool to help others. And yeah, this idea that like you have to wear a brown paper bag and hide yourself, it's sad. And I really think that it is because with modesty, you can have two extremes. Like you can have immodesty, where you're, dressing for attention or like male attention, and you're objectifying yourself. But then you can also have this like other extreme where you're covering so much of your body in an effort to hide how you've been made as a, made in the image. And I think that finding that like middle ground is really, really important. And that really dressing, to celebrate your femininity is key.
Yeah, I think it comes down to this idea that like there's not one expression of femininity. And I think we often think of like a Christian woman as like longer skirts and florals and pinks and like long hair. But something you said, Lily, that really stuck with me was that our personal style should be as unique as our souls, and that each one of us was created so differently. Like I think of you, and I think why I'm so drawn to you is because you wear like the ripped jeans with the boots and the jackets and then the coats over the jackets and the belts, like so much of like truly what's opposite of what our world tells us femininity should look like. And so I'm curious, like how have you come to learn what femininity looks like as a Christian woman in realizing that, oh, it doesn't come down to ballet flats and floral skirts?
I definitely used to think that femininity looked just one way. I think this was also back when I was like kind of trying to figure out if I wanted to go to fashion school and or go to Ave Maria. But yeah, I definitely thought that in order to fit in and to fit the bill of looking like a good Catholic woman, I had to be super prim and proper and demure and girly, and that the ultimate Catholic girl closet had to be full of midi skirts and ballet flats and cardigans, and that our style icons had to be Audrey Hepburn and Grace Kelly. And at the end of the day, that's just like an overall pretty stereotypical feminine look. And don't get me wrong, like it's totally valid, and if it really does authentically express you, then like awesome, that's great. But it doesn't express all women. It can't, But I mean, I've asked myself, like, okay, well, how do we express our God-given femininity and our individuality? And what is a Catholic woman supposed to look like? And I realize that our femininity is just so much more than looking stereotypically feminine. It is like our femininity is God-given. It's deep and intrinsic part of who we are, and it's the essence of our womanhood. But God's not up there thinking like, oh, you're not wearing ballet flats and a midi skirt today. Like, oh, your femininity is contingent upon mini skirts. There isn't one woman who is exactly the same as another, and there never will be. So it just doesn't make sense to me to apply one look to all Catholic women. And as God has given us our femininity, He has also made us completely different from one another. And the more that I study theology of the body, the more I realize that God has only ever called us to be ourselves. And if He wanted us to all be the same, then our souls wouldn't be one of a kind. And yeah, being a Catholic woman definitely doesn't mean being all exactly the same. It's actually basically the complete opposite, because as Catholics, we're very countercultural, and we stand out. We're different. And expressing your individuality as a woman is absolutely something that God delights in, and He loves it when we wear clothes that creatively celebrate how differently He made us from each and every one of like each between each other. And yeah, He calls us to joyfully express being made in the image. And this doesn't mean fitting in or copying how everyone else dresses. And yeah, I think for me, like practically, like how do you dress as a woman of God and to uphold your femininity? And I think that femininity has two major components when you're dressing. And I think that it's one, dignity, and two, beauty. So physically dressing to express that femininity and like dignifying your body, but also communicating to express the beauty of your creation. So, but within that, there's just so many different ways in which you can incorporate those two elements through diverse personal style. It doesn't just have to look one way, you know, dignity and beauty are, you know, big traits, but that can just, that looks in so, that looks so different in so many ways. So, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I think that brings us back to what we were talking about at the beginning with this confidence and the self-worth, because we are also created different. So if I'm out here trying to dress like you in these ripped jeans and the boots, like,
yeah,
that's not me. Like, I am more of the simple feminine dress type of gal. And so when I try to wear that, I feel really uncomfortable and I don't feel confident because I'm trying to be someone that I'm not. And so I think I think that's such good advice to hold on to as we try to even kind of discover, like, what does make us individually unique and like, who was I created to be? And it's really like that sweet spot of when we are able to feel confident in expressing that and recognizing our self-worth is in Christ and it's not in what other people think of us or even what we're wearing. Like, it's in recognizing our place before God that we're able to go out and be confident in the world. And that's when we're able to fulfill our mission and to see like the confidence that you have and even that I know that I've experienced in just living out what God has created me to do. Like, it just brings you so much joy. And there's peace there saying like, yeah, I know I'm different than the person standing next to me, but that's what makes me unique. And that's what makes me ultimately successful in whatever I'm doing.
Absolutely. And I think that I found in my life, the times in which I feel the least confident are definitely times in which I'm trying to copy other people's styles. And having that moment where you look in the mirror and you don't really recognize yourself and you just don't feel like yourself. But I think that we've also all had those experiences where we put on a dress or we put on some outfit and we're like, yeah, this is me. And I'm all about trying to help women find those clothes that help them have that moment of like, this is me. This is the thing that's expressing my individuality the most. And I feel at home in these clothes. And yeah, you don't walk out feeling like, ooh, like, am I an imposter? Like, ooh, like, can I do this? I think for me, like when I was in New York, there was a time where I was trying to fit in with all of the other New York people and like all black and super like asymmetrical type of clothes. And it was so not me. And it definitely resulted in like a little mini identity crisis until I kind of took a step back and totally stopped like following trends essentially and really focused on, okay, well, what clothes that am I drawn to that really express who I am as a person?
Lily, thank you for being a role model of that and kind of just teaching us how to find our theology of style and what we should be looking for and how we should dress to best glorify God and our bodies and teach others to do that. Like, I'm just so grateful for all the wisdom you've shared.
Aww, thank you for letting me share it.
Absolutely. So Lily, as you know, at the end of every episode, I ask the same question, and I'm curious, what has it looked like in your life? What is one promise you believe that the Lord has fulfilled?
Definitely that God gives you dreams for a reason, and He has a purpose for your passions. I used to think that like when my fashion interests didn't seem to be panning out in the fashion industry, I was like, oh, dreams, they don't mean anything, and I, you know, had a little pity party. But with all of my studying of theology of the body and how it relates to personal style, I'm like, whoa, this is actually really what my dream is. And God has led me to this through all these different obstacles. But He is faithful in this, and it is super, super fulfilling. And every time I kind of take a step forward in this mission, I feel like there's a confirmation that yes, this is the path that I'm supposed to be in. I don't think that there's anything else in my life that I've been more sure of that, okay, this is what God wants me to do than this. And I would say that God really does give you your passions and dreams for a reason and to seek them out. It might not always be exactly in the way that you think that it's going to be, but He does. Like, you're going to be surprised, but you'll be super happy.
You know, that's so interesting because as I ask this question, it's so funny to piece together, like, what are the similarities? And it's always this consistent theme of that God is faithful. Like each person, even while the stories and the circumstances are so different, like it is just like this inherent value that like God is going to fulfill the dreams and desires that he's given us for a reason to ultimately glorify him. And like, most times it looks very different than what we imagined.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But like, regardless, he's faithful in that. And like, honestly, I think most of us can stand here and be like, okay, God, like you're right. I wish I would have had it your way too. So my ideas can go out the window. But yeah, I think you're exactly right. So thank you for testifying to that.
Oh, yeah. Follow your dreams. I know that's like a cheesy a cheesy thing, but, you know, pursue your passions and your dreams. And yeah, like, but also being open to God's will. I think that's key.
Yeah, I think follow the peace is a good substitute to follow your dreams. Like, totally. I think someone gave me that advice of like, go where you desire and like where your desires are leading you, but stay where the peace is because that's where God is.
That's a really good quote. I'm going to keep that in my mind.
Write that down if you're listening. So Lily, where can people follow along with you for style inspiration, all things fashion, theology of the body?
Yeah. On Instagram is pretty much where I write pretty in-depth captions. I'm definitely one of those people who writes super long captions.
Hey, we're team long caption over here. Yes. So I'm with you.
Yeah, so I definitely break down some of these ideas that I have about theology of the body relating to personal style, but then I also give practical tips. I write a lot of articles, so you can find me or find my older content on Verily Magazine if you search my name, but I also write for Grotto Network. So pretty much those places.
Awesome. Yeah,
if you want to follow me. Also, if anybody has any questions, just like shoot me a DM. I love it when people are like, hey, what's your advice on discovering your personal style? And how do I build a wardrobe that reflects that? I love being able to chat with people and help them. So if anybody ever just wants to shoot me a message, feel free to.
Look, I told you she'd be your best friend. Look at her already open up her DMs to all of you.
Yes.
Yeah, so definitely go follow Lily and honestly be ready to be wowed because her images are pretty striking. But really, Lily, thank you so much for sharing your heart and just using your gifts to inspire this community. We're so grateful for the gift that you are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was such a joy to be able to talk about. I feel even more passionate than before about this.
Good. That's what we want. We want you to inspire you to become more fully who you were created to be. Hey, She Believe community, I am so grateful you're here. I've loved seeing the ways you've been inspired and encouraged to live more fully into your mission. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Now, if you're on Instagram, would you screenshot the episode and tag me at Caroline Rose Owens? I'd love to see what you're thinking of the show or what your favorite quote or takeaway was from today's episode. This is also a great way to invite your friends into the community as well. So I can't wait to see what you have to share. Bye, friend. Thank you.